Blog Talk Radio. Because of reliance shall break every chain.
Knowledge that we're going to do right now, and we're going to look deep off into a word, but I was wondering what to talk about this week, and Shonda say that told me that she said you forgot that you're supposed to do the thing on time because you were supposed to do a video on it, and she said, told me, why don't you do it on time? But I had no idea that time changes tomorrow. Did you not know that? You there, Brother?
Yeah, I heard that, Brother. Yeah, I heard that, Brother DeWater, but you know, as we know, but yeah, I heard that time is going to change.
So in the Bible said there was an evil nation of people that would change time. Well, now in 2015, see, the Bible is a book that gives us clues, and we going in this Bible and reading up on the esoteric knowledge, and that's what you're studying. So this is what I did. I went in and studied the clues and the hints that and up under different nations, signs, symbols, and numbers system. And it's ironic that who changed time is the Germanic race of people. And we've been talking and studying on the Germanic race, and this falls right back in line with the Anunnaki and the Martian, and it goes right back into the history of the Germanic race of people, who is Martians. This race of people, the book have given us all kinds of warnings of who this nation of people is. And not to go in their ways, their way of thinking. We're not supposed to be up under their school of thoughts. Now, it's all right for them to be up under their school of thoughts, but we weren't supposed to be up under no schools of thoughts of a Hellenistic Jew, Greek Jew, who changed the people of Hell's name to Greek for a reason, for a season. And this is the end of that season when you come to the Western Hemisphere. This is Hayah's hemisphere. This is the last hemisphere. And all of this deals with time, because there was a reason for every season. There was a time for everything. And before the Martians, and how we going to study this history, how we studied it in class, you already know, Brother Drew, how we studied this a long time ago when we was in class. We start out and have to understand, and people that's been studying with it, before the Martians attacked Tiamat, we're going back into what these names that you hear me speaking is the original names, because we go in a chronological order. You already know how we study. We start from the origin, not from what it's called now, because that's another nationality of people that we're right. We have to start at what all the four hemisphere was the people of the Anunnakis. We came from the 19th galaxy, all the people that was original down here, the people of color. We all was colored people and lived in four hemispheres. We all believed in the ways of the Anunnakis, which we were. And we was put here on Tiamat for a reason, and we was given a calendar. This is that. That coincides, Brother Drew, with the ancient number system given to us by Amun-Ya, our mother and queen, who we call Queen Mother. And Amun-Ya gave us the laws, and Amun-Ya, who we call father, was the king of the planet we come from, the 19th galaxy, Nubia. And that was the king, and that was our mother and father. We went by that. The calendar, the original calendar that everybody believe in. Now, the Jews still believe in it, in the calendar, Brother Drew. The ancient Jews, not the Jews the ancient Jewish calendars, if you study Judaism, but the calendar that we believed over here in our tribes also, it had 360 days of 12 months with 30 days each. So you could never read Bible prophecy that's in the book of Daniel and Revelation if you're not on the original calendar. Because, see, in the Bible, a prophecy, a time is equal to 1 year of 360 days, as it is in Daniel 4:25, when King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon became like a beast of the field, meaning that he had been totally till seven times passed over and was 7 days, Daniel 4:6-6. So if you don't understand that numbering system, then you can't understand what's going on now. And see, time equal to 1 year was 360 days. Time times 2 years would be 720 days. And you see how 360 is what? That's a cipher. 3 and 6 is 9, and 9 don't sing. It ain't no circle, it ain't no old, and it ain't no alt. 360 degrees is what it is. That's how our calendar was. Now, Brother Drew, excuse me, I find that simply amazing, because when we become FBIs, first black investigators, and we can go back and investigate time, which I have did, and I'm going to share that knowledge with you for how we studied this knowledge. When we say time, we always use etymology, so let's look in the etymology dictionary and understand what time is. The definition of time is past, present, and future. So for you to understand time, you first had to know your past, because right now we are the present and the future is the grandbabies. If the present, who is me and you, Brother Drew, mislead these grandbabies that we got and we didn't, then the future is, like Curtis Mayfield, the future will become a future shock. I think we're living in the age of the future shock. Cause I think
right.
This X, Y, millennium, and Z generation of people is shocking the goddamn hell out of you as we speak right now. And see, people don't understand that. Ask yourself a question. If the stats came out 3 years ago, nobody talked about it but me. I talked about it with Robert Ashley for a second, but then nobody understand what the hell I said. If the X, the Y, the millennium, and the Z generation of people, if 85% of them is suffering from a mental condition, and 85% of them mind-controlling drugs, then this is where the scary part is. 45% of the toddlers, that's 0 to 5 years old, that's a goddamn toddler, is suffering from mind-controlling, it's got a mental illness, and on mind-controlling drugs, then you can understand how a 9-year-old would blow your brains out with a shotgun. You can understand how a 12-year-old would plot to shoot up Irvin School District. You will understand
right.
that these people are suffering from goddamn mental conditions because they are sick. This is the time. And because time has been changed by who me and Brother Drew call the enemy, because if you the opposite of Yah, and you the goddamn enemy. And we know who the enemy is, and we ain't mad at the enemy. It's just that Yah got us over here with a bunch of people that we got to talk to for a certain period of time, and that time ain't too damn far gone. And this voice you've been hearing, we've been teaching this shit here over 25 years here in Dallas, free, Brother Drew. So ain't nobody in Dallas got no business not knowing what the hell we know. And don't even come up to me talking about meatball is smart and we don't know what you know because all of you are lying. See, goddamn it, I've been teaching this shit for 21 years here in Dallas, free. I just quit this year and turned my class over to 2 youngsters, and they still teach it for every Friday night. Same place, Mount Tabor Baptist Church. So you don't have no excuse at Mount Tabor Baptist Church, or especially at Mount Tabor Baptist Church, of saying that you don't know what I know. I got a book that I just got copied, Brother Drew. I'm be like cutting linen and say, give me a dollar of 120 questions that you can ask the Christian preacher that he can't answer. If you want to know what meatball knows, then goddamn it. Get Reverend Whoop-Ass book, because I'm known as Meatball on that stage, the Reverend Whoop-Ass, when I get on the stage with a preacher. That's the damn show. Them is nicknames that the white boy gives. But when we look at that word time, that means that we got to do a hell of a lot of studying with Brother Drew to understand.
Right.
Now, let's run down this stuff. Short time is a minute. A period of time. I mean, we need all of these definitions to do this study. That's the reason I'm running down. I'm studying with you how I had to study to come to this conclusion on this ass. That's reading my name, Reverend Whoop Ass. I'm thorough. I go step by step in a chronological order. And that's time that white boy changed, God damn it, I got his ass and his date. I got him by the neck. I got his ass, Brother Drew, where he can't move. A period of time is an epoch, an era, an age. Now, we have to deal with music because we're up under the 12 laws of nature, and you start dealing with music after the third law of nature. The third law of nature is the law of balance. But because we ain't never been balanced, that we don't understand about this music, but we done did some stuff. Because in music, the rhythm of music of a piece is measured by time, and it's usually by tick-tock, tick-tock time. Now, these definitions is what the Martians, who mix they see with the fast children in the Caucasus Mountains, which we know is the tribes of Magog, Gog, and Tubal, and in the present day time, they have changed their name, which they are part of mankind, to the Germanic race of people in the world. That's what they sophisticated name that we call them by. Well, this is white folks. We finna define their ass to the maximum degree. See, in order for you, Brother Drew, to start a nation of people, the first thing that you have to have to start a nation of people is signs, symbols, and numbers. Those signs, symbols, and numbers become a language. In each language, there is a dictionary that defines the words of language. Sort of like in the beginning was the Word and the Word was God. Well, everything in goddamn creation is a word that has been defined in, we have to use etymology because when it started getting translated and started getting all revised and put in another version, it's not the original. So when it gets revised and put in a version, it becomes a hybrid that will mutate on your ass and become a germ, which is a disease or issue. And the people that you believe in, according to the 23rd chapter in Leviticus, the people that has the African Americans' mind had issues. And these was the people that they was called leapers. Go read it. It's in the 23rd chapter of Leviticus, this history. Hell, I ain't making it up. Hell, all you guys got to do is read. Buying time, to gain time by stalling. So how did they stall? They had to slow the earth down. Time, which they did. They did a good time of stalling the earth down to stay out of the galaxy that we done come into. Right now, Brother Drew, we're close to where they say they don't understand what that big black ball is, but they will understand that's the mothership. That's Amun-Yaf and the bust the cap in your ass. That's who it is. So in case, and so we telling you, warning you beforehand, telling all you good people that don't want to believe that this shit is for real, we going to tell you the truth because you always get the truth. Somebody bring the truth. And this person here that's telling you these facts, and the definition of common sense is fact, he don't love you. See, all the other people that come told you information, like Yalk and Farrakhan and Garvey, all them people, they was in love with you. Well, this voice that y'all done sending your ass today don't give a flying about you. He only shares knowledge with you. So he ain't sending you somebody that love your ass. He's sending you somebody that You can go into the book of Ezekiel at the 33rd chapter, and you can read what he done send your ass. You can go in the book of Jeremiah and read about a hunter and a fisherman. Well, Brother Drew know that I ain't the fisherman. That's Kohane. I'm the hunter. Now, it's a funny thing about a fisherman. A fisherman, he always take care of his fish, preserve it, put it on ice, back in the water. When he bringing home, he trying to take care of it. But when a hunter come out the wood, which I am, I shoot everything in the head. If you kill the head, the ass gonna die. It's one thing about that I know about the head and the ass, Brother Drew. When you cut, take a machete and cut a man's head off, his eyes will be bucked and his mouth will be wide open because it'd be a big surprise. But it's one thing about his ass. His ass will walk around for 16 or 17 hours, I done seen it. Get up, walk around, it still think it's alive. His ass don't know that his head is dead. That's where the average black man is right now, especially the African-American that is a Christian. Postponing time. That means to delay or put off a course of action, Brother Drew. So if they could delay time, let's slow the earth down, which the earth is moving slow, but we in there, and they done changed the time by the calendars and stuff, and we're going to get off into how they done changed the time and see where they started changing time and what year did the time get changed and how many different calendars that these white folks done put us up on and went away from revising the original calendar. What we have to learn how to do, Brother Drew, is keep time. The definition of keep time is to go correctly. Time, that would mean that we have good time. The definition of good time is the right time. And if we go into the Bible and read the word time, that was described in the so-called Old Testament, that's Torah and Tanakh by the Jews. And the Jews have what they call an appointed time. So you have to understand that when we study across the water, the Zionist Jew, and that's the one that we study with, and we know who all the other ones are. We know that the whole world is up on the Hellenistic Greek Jewish ideas that Alexander said that would last for 2,000 years, but this is 2015. It's 15 years off into ruling up under the sign of the eagle. Wherever the eagle goes, we could follow that sign. And I think the great seal of the United States of America is the eagle. Great Britain, Germany, Russia, all the Germanic tribes have come through up under the sign of the Thunderbird or the Phoenix Bird, whichever one you want to call it. Over here, the Crows and the indigenous people, the Creeks, we call it the Phoenix Bird, and over there they call it the old Thunderbird. You know? So we done trace your history. We know your history, so I don't give a damn how you want to bring your history. I bring your history through any kind of way that you want, through signs, symbols, numbers. It don't matter. We got about it. The rabbit got the gun now. He ain't on the run. Shit. The rabbit.
What they say, there ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun, huh?
Shit, and this goddamn old-ass rabbit can shoot, but at 7 years old, this old rabbit was... could take a 22 single shot rifle that his grandpa had bought him at 7 and light matches at 10 steps on board. And that means that you have to cut a cut shot across the match's head because grandpa didn't want you, big mama didn't want you shooting a squirrel and a rabbit with a bullet. She wanted you to shoot the cut shot across the head, the concussion shot. So this nigga at 70 years old still know the shot. You hear me? And all my grand, you know it. God damn it, hell, I taught the grandbabies how to do it. So it ain't nothing but an old teaching. You see, this is the appointed time for a whole lot of actions to be taken about some people that done changed time. And see, the Jews out of the appointed time, and we're going to discuss all of these times for the appointed time. And because see, when we ask ourselves questions, and when we ask the who, what, when, how, why, and where did it come from, and the purpose of changing time, then we can understand the old story a little bit better and how this stuff came through. So with what we're dealing with on time is, I read a book. We got that book called Force of Custom, Brother Drew. In that book, it was that the quickest way to get correct yourself is get off this calendar that you own. That is one of the most true statements I have ever read, because all your paganism is handed down to you, calendar. And this is the object of the enemy. It's for you to keep from the truth and waste your time on dying. They dunk you with a word, go to a Sunday assembly and pay. Arise, shine, for your light has come. And this is the teaching of this ancient pagan religion, which is nothing but Mithraism, because we can get the secret codes now. We understand, because, see, you can't tell us that Christianity is not Mithraism, not in 2015, when the Pope, who you call the Pope, that ain't his damn name. His name is Thrombus Maximus. Until he changed his name, Christianity, which is a revised version of Mithraism, if you call yourself a Christian, especially an angelic gospel Christian, Episcopal Christian of the Western Hemisphere, of the high church, the low church, and the broad church, which all of your black asses is upon them, if you in America, that's the church. And so the Church of Christ and all of you bullshit-ass churches that say, I ain't up on the dock, is a damn lie, because you're teaching Paulinian doctrine. You believe in this sissy called Paul. So as long as you teach Paulinian doctrine upon the 420 different, 50 different denominations, three damn creeds, the Protestant Creed, Nicene Creed, and Tertullian Creed, as long as you up under that and you can change like Rev Barnett and my mama's church did, Brother Drew. I went to Rev Barnett's church. He done changed the Protestant Creed. I went to my mama's church a couple of months ago. They done changed the Apostle Creed. Now, anybody that's young, go in there and read the goddamn Apostle Creed, they going to think what the revised version is, that ain't the original version, because the Apostle Creed clearly states that they believe in the Holy Catholic Church and the communion of sins. They got it now, we believe in the communion of sins. What happened to the Holy Catholic Church? Goddamn it, the original one, hell, it's been here since the beginning of Christianity in the 4th century with Constantine at the Nicene Creed. Which one of them bulls did they put that into? So you can't change that shit. So you see what they're doing right now? I mean, it's some of the wise. So the ones that did the wise and stuff trying to take that out of the Apostle Creed and try to rearrange.
I've always been doing changing stuff around.
Yeah, and see, doctrine means teaching. It's a Latin word. And see, doctrine means the teaching. We have all been trained and programmed from birth with various traditions, rituals, and customs. All paganism customs is targeted at who? Children. How we keep track of time is a worldwide type of programming. Here we all looking to how we came to be trained to think and organized time in our day, things that when we wake up each day, we check the time. The hour of the daylight was measured with the sundial at first, and we wasn't up under all of this old pagan bus thing. And for us to all understand why it's paganism, hell, it's simple, Brother Drew, because how did the ancient, and the Bible is very clear, give you another key in the Bible, it said, do not remove the ancient landmarks and the ancient customs. So we're going to go into the ancient custom of the Zionists that was over there in the east, across the waters away from us. They had the same belief that we got right now. That's the original belief that was over here. And when they said a month, it was what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. It was Yawon Rosh Yawon. That's what it was in the ancient tongue, Yawon Rosh Yawon. Yeah, that's the first thing that Drew's son taught us. He taught us the days, how to say the days of the months and stuff. You remember that, Brother Drew? He taught us how to say it. And then I named Day-Day, who my grandson, we call him Yawon Yawon, because Yawon means day. And Rosh Yawon means fire. The fifth day. The months was first month, second, 12 months. And then we had 7 days of the week. And the months and their names, let's go get the history of this. Months and their names. January is the first month of the year, was among the Romans held sacred to Janus, from whom the word derived its name, and was added to the calendar along with February in 713 BC. It was not till the 18th century that January was universally adopted by European nations as the first month of the year, although the Romans considered it as such as far back as 251 BC. February is the name given to the second month in which was celebrating February, who was the feast of the main of deceased people. This was for them. This is February. This is the god of deceased people. March, the first month of the Roman year, and the third, according to our present day calendar, consists of 31 days. It was considered as the first month of the year, England, until the change of style in 1752. And the legal year was reckoned from the 25th of March. Its last 3 days old style, which once populated, supposed to have borrowed by much from April and was storming because of the storms. To the fourth month of our year, the Romans gave the name April, derived from to open, which is the season of opening of the buds. And the ancient calendar's first month of the year is Abib, which is April. Not January. That's the original on the original calendar. It was from the beginning. But the Anglo-Saxons changed their name May 1st, 1776, to American. They called that month Easter month. I want you to hear what I just said. By the Anglo-Saxons, it was called Easter month. See, this is when you're in the ways of your white daddy. The name of the fifth month, May, is said, derives from Maya, the mother or Mars, to whom the Romans on the first day offered sacrifice. It was the third month of the Roman year. June, the sixth month of the year of our calendar, by the fourth among the Romans, consists originally of only 26 days, of which four was added. by Romanus, and you had to know who Romanus and Remanus was. Those twins that sucked that dog's titty. That's the reason white folks love that dog so much, because the dog was she-wolf raised them. Go look up the history of Romanus and Remanus, and you'll see them sucking on that titty. They got scratches of them over there. This is what you Africans, Americans didn't know about your white daddy. One taken away by Numus, and the month again lengthened to 30 days by Julius Caesar. The seventh month in the year in our calendar, and the fifth in the Roman calendar, was originally called Quarter. The fifth, at first it contained 36 days, was reduced to 31, then to 30, but was restored to 31 days by Julius Caesar in honor of whom he was named, July. August, the eighth month of the year, was named after the Empress Augustus, B.C. 63 A.D. 14, who commanded that his name should be given to the month. August was the sixth month of the Roman year and was previously called Sextile until was the seventh month of the Roman calendar, but in the ninth, according to his reckoning, the Anglo-Saxons called it Greater Month, meaning it was the month where they produced barley. October was the eighth month and was called that for the year of Romans, but because of the tenth was, according to traditionists, changed the commencement of the year of January to pain its original name. November was among the Romans the ninth month of the year, at the time when the year consisted of 10 months. So, wait a minute, the year only had 10 months, Brother Drew. And then contained 30 days, it subsequently was made to contain only 29, but Julius Caesar gave it 31. August's number was restored to 30, which number it was since retained. December means the 10th month, and received its name from the Romans when the year began in March and was when the year began in March and had retained its name since January and February was put at the beginning of the year. So we busting what the Bible said was an evil nation of people that would change time. We know why they would change time. We know why the earth is wobbling right now and slowed down. They're trying to get away so they can get to Mars. It's Mars. We studied about that last week. The elite, that's the blue blood. They need time so they can, everything you hear right now in the news is about Mars. Water on Mars. We done found this on Mars. We know the history of when you started working on Mars. So we ain't worried about a damn thing. But in order for us studying this, when we study this time, this is how we say documentation beats all bullshit-ass conversation coming out of Reverend Whoop-ass mouth, because goddamn it, we the rabbit with none right now, Brother Drew. The original of the days of the weeks, we used to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 7, you know, and the Sabbath, which is Shabbat, was the most important other days of the week of the original people here on earth. One simple reason, we were put here to mine the silver and to work and to keep this planet up. But Yah told us to rest your ass one day a week. Completely, totally rest, shut your body down, sleep. Well, this was direct. This was the second law given to you by Amun Yah. The first one was be fruitful and multiply, meaning that you had to go out and have more than 2.5 babies, and that means that it took female and male to do that, not male and male into what it's got into today. If you follow the orders, see, for the best results, follow the directions. So his directions have been given to you through Christianity and teaching of Christianity and the Anunnaki reptilian, which he is, which is a Martian, so you've been turned around. So we got to get back on track. So this is time to get back on track. Before you get on track, we have to understand how you got your ass got put off track. The names of these were derived from Saxon olives, the Anglo-Saxon olives, see, from Saxon. Now let's ask ourselves a question. We're dealing with the Saxons, the Jutes, and the angels. That's how the angels got in the church of the Hellism. It was a nation of people called angels that live in Great Britain. These three tribes live. The Saxons was the most ignorant and were barbaric of those tribes. They first captured the Jutes, and they killed off all the Jute men that was over 12 years old. They kept the ones that was from 1 to 12 years old. After that, they killed them all, and only the women that produce, and they produce what is known as an Anglo-Saxon. They killed out all that, but they took the Jute language and made it part of most of the Saxon language. Then they come kill the angels. They became Anglo-Saxon. And we know your history. And the Saxons had 7 deities. The moon, sun, Wooten, Thorn, Frigid, and Sextus, and Thursday. Sunday, being dedicated to the sun, was called by them Sunday. It all represented the bust of a man with the face darting bright rays, holding a wheel before his breast, indicating of the circle of the golden orb around our sphere. Monday was dedicated to the moon and was represented by a female on a poster, a very single dress and 2 long ears. One of them long ear girls, Brother Drew. Tuesday was dedicated to Tyus, a German hero. Side to the Germans, Saxons, he was represented as a old man with a long white beard, a scepter in his hand, and the skin of a white bear thrown over his shoulder. Wednesday was concentrated to Wooten, or Odin, a supreme god of the northern nations, father of the gods and gods of war. He was represented as a warrior in a bold attirement of armored, holding his right hand with a broad axe, crooked sword in his left with a shield. Thursday was Thorn, the eldest son of Wooten, who was the Roman's Jupiter. He was believed to govern the air, preside over the lightning and thunder, direct the wind, rain, and the season. He was represented as sitting on a thorn with a crown on his head with a big old axe in his hand. Friday was Frigid. She was the wife and the queen mother of Wooten. She was the goddess of love and pleasure and was portrayed as a female with a naked sword in her right hand and a bow in her left hand, implying there is extreme case woman should fight as well as men. Saturday was the name of the honor of Samuel, who was the Roman senator. He was represented and standing on the back of a pickled fish called a perch. His head bared with thin, measured face. He was left-handed. He held a wheel in his right hand and a pail of water with his flowers and fruit in it. So now you know where you say it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then we go first, and the first day of the year. Here's what's puzzling. It began from the 7th to the 14th century, the first day of the year. Brother Drew, let's look at this history here.
from the 7th to the 14th century, the first day of the year began. Is that right, Brother Drew? You with me?
Yeah, I'm checking it out. Yeah, I'm checking it out.
The 12th century, by the church, the first day became March 25th. In the 14th century, by the civilians, it became the same time. In 1752, the new style was introduced. In 1753, commenced to the 1st of January. Previous to this, two dates was used, one of the civil years and the other of the historian. The former commenced March the 25th, the latter January the 1st. Another change was made of the calendar by the 4th, that the day after September the 2nd was accounted the 14th, hence the difference between old and new and the other days. Now, you don't know, if you are a Christian, where in the hell time it is. That's, you don't know. And the Bible was very clear about giving you a peace. They go back to the ancient time because everything was fucked up. Who changed this? Well, let's go back to 57. Who changed this daylight saving time? Was Eisenhower. I know I had to do a book report on it. I think I was about 7th grade, somewhere around there. 6th or 7th grade, Brother Drew. And the reason he did that was he was a golfer. He wanted to have more day time to play golf. And his ass was from down here. So that means that they could play golf to 9 and 10 o'clock at night. That's why we got this daylight saving time and bullshit here in Texas, for that one reason. So if the Bible says that an evil nation of people would change time, well, we done caught his ass. Don't you think so, Brother Drew?
Yeah, sound like he's been caught. He in the trap,
yeah. Yeah, see, common sense tell us that we done caught his ass. I mean, we ain't mad at him, but we just can't be bullshitted by the teaching of white folks anymore, especially
right.
Our babies, and especially the X, the Y, and the millennium generation of people. The book said you had to come out of something. Well, you got to come out of that way. When the Creator created you in his image, he ain't created but one thing in his image, your mind. Your shell is going to stay his ass down here on earth. When your air supply and your lungs run out and your air supply, due to the fact that you done fuck your goddamn body up and your body is a big old lung and you done messed it up due to your dietary laws, when that air run out, your damn shell stays down here, but nobody knows where the mind goes. And it ain't no soul and it ain't no spirit. It's a mind, and a mind is a school of thoughts. And that school of thought has to always be in the way of Amanya and Abanya. And Amanya, she the one to kill your ass, and we're in her atmosphere right now. We're in her time period. What time is it? It's time for Amanya. Amanya been described as coming in a black cloud in the east, coming as a big ship, and the scientists is already telling you they don't know what the hell is. Well, Nubia, the ship, the mother ship, is 4 times bigger than Earth. It can't come into Earth's atmosphere. When it gets so, Earth gets so close to it, you'll know, because that ship will send a laser beam down here and bust open this part and kill off. But it is also said that plague would come that will attack this Martian down here and kill off his population. I don't know when y'all going to put the plague down here, but I'm ready for it, because you had a certain blood type, because the mother can kill by the blood type right now, because our blood type is supposed to be O. So mother, our mothers and fathers up there that sent this plague and this laser beam down here to earth on your ass, they already know what they're working with. I'm just down here telling you how the shit gonna work. And you can bet your ass you're going to live your ass to see it. Go back in the archives of what I speak, and you'll see this shit coming. Because it's wrote. This is history. This is his story that he told. And now we can see the damn story. Because when the time comes in the great year of Aquarius, when the days of the flood, when this planet, time it got close enough that y'all could send a beam down on the east over there for all that bullshit in Sodom and Gomorrah in the days of the Adamites and kill off their ass and leave one family called Noah, but Noah brought the seed. Noah brought that seed over there, that mind, which means, seed means the mindset of the people that was killed, and then they bring their ass over here in the 9th century. Leif Erik the Red brought Wooten, Thorn, and Orton over here. See, these are the first gods that came over here to Hyah's land. Leif Erik the Red, the Viking, brought him over here. I just read you the days of the weeks. And so they honor they ancestors for bringing the gods over here to Hyah land through the days of the week that your ass is over here. See, y'all don't punch your ass for this shit. He's going to beat your ass. She's going to whoop your ass down to parade rest when she get off your ass. See, you done come over here, brought your pagan ass gods. This was the first people that came over here was the Vikings. You going to name the day of the week and give us your calendar. And you got ignorant ass black people running around talking about they black Gentiles. So the Bible say that it was an ignorant race of people, Brother Drew. We can see that right now. Because they don't know who they are. Because, see, how can a Hamite that was a Cushite? And, see, that land got changed after these people was brought over here. We're going to go into that next week on this time period thing. But this person here that's a Cushite and a Hamite, you ask him who he is, go to any church tomorrow and ask this fool who he is, and he'll tell you he's a black Gentile. Go ask him. Ask him his name, he'll tell you, goddamn, he's a Gentile, meaning he's a white man. You're looking at somebody that's black as hell. That's an Anunnaki. And he don't know that he done changed to an Anunnaki reptilian, which is what? He was an Anunnaki, but he got the ways of a fucking reptilian. he can't understand that, Brother Drew. And it's sitting there, standing there, me and you looking at him.
Uh-huh.
We looking at everything that we done read about. So we done read about this shit for 20 years. Now we can put the shit together. We know that one and one is five. It ain't two. Shit. And these are facts, Brother Drew. See, when we go to the dictionary, look up the word common sense, it says facts. When we go to the dictionary, look up believer, it says not a fact. It's what you believe is what an organization or a group of people. Now, so a group of people done hoodwinked you and cabotoed you in many ways. See, to make a nation of people, each nation of people, after they get that sign, symbols, and numbers, and that language, they get a God. Then they get a government. And then they get a way of life and a system. And you had to understand that your ass been put up under a system. But what system have you been put up under? See, because they done put genocide you so that you ask this nigga with the summa cum laude, one of them laude boys, he'll tell you, oh, I'm not up under the system. As it is, he's white. I'm not in the ways of white people. And yeah, he's sitting up there calling himself every Sunday morning a black Gentile. We can ask ourselves a question now, man. To 2015, how stupid can you be when you say I'm a Christian and all of this knowledge is known on it? That's the reason that X, Y, that Y and millennium and Z generation shit, they don't, that 20-year-old and 30-year-old shit, he don't believe, he's an atheist to his heart. That, and I'm me and them is having, I'm having the time of my life with them young ass niggas, boy. See, because they all wanted somebody to teach them, Brother Drew. And see, they talk to people like us that have the knowledge and sit down and share it with them, see, and we share this knowledge with the youngsters, man. This knowledge ain't from no niggas our age, shit. The nigga our age, if he ain't came out and don't know, ain't up sitting up teaching the knowledge, then shit, you can't get it, because the average person that know the knowledge is try to teach it. You know what I'm talking about? Try to get it out there. And see, those are the people you know that's not blind, crippled, and crazy white, man.
Right.
How much more time we got, Brother Drew?
3 minutes.
Yeah, next week we'll go into the signs and symbols and numbers. See, time. For us to have some good time and keep time, we had to understand what the Zionist Jew was talking about when he was talking about the appointed time, not what theology has taught us. We're going to go back and study with the Zionist Jews. We know what the Greek Hellenistic Jews said, because we've been given that shit. But we're going to go back and study Zionism. When you hear my voice, that's what you hear. They're the one that's correct. And when I go into the 300, I know they're correct. So, see, when I go into 300, Zionism is number four. And what we've been studying for 20-something years, Brother Drew, Zionism. We've been studying the protocol, bro. So we understand it to the max right now, because I wouldn't have known if I had studied that. I'm talking about my ancestors a whole lot, but who I got from my ancestors. We can look at something. We can ask ourselves them 5 W's and 1 H and find a whole lot of shit in the front line of the border. It's a way to do things. And for the best results, we follow the directions. And to next week, Brother Drew, I would say goodbye. Yahweh Dah, Avinya, Akah, Samadhiyah.